tūmatahina, Ngāti Kuri, Tainui. This story begins with a conflict between Ngāti Kuri and the Ngāpuhi and Te Rarawa War Party. After a relentless period of fighting elsewhere, Tūmatahina, one of Ngāti Kuri's paramount rangatira, decided to retreat to their island pā, Murimotu. In preparation for a possible attack, Ngāti Kuri's sentries dotted the landscape leading towards Murimotu. From well-hidden locations, they listened carefully for a very particular sound that only they knew the significance of, the squeal emitted by the pūpū kōrari whakarongo taua, the flax snail. Ngāti Kuri were accustomed to avoiding standing on the snails, but other hapū were less used to dodging them. The presence of unwelcome invaders would be clearly indicated by the squeals of the snails they stepped on as they travelled through the forest. Having been warned that the Ngāpuhi Te Rarawa War Party were hot on their trail, Ngāti Kuri crossed over to Murimotu at low tide, using the distinctive rocks that sit below the surface of the water, acting like a stone bridge that only they knew about. When the war party arrived, the tide had risen and, although they could have attempted to swim across, they knew that they would be helpless in the water and could easily be picked off by the Ngāti Kuri warriors. They chose to wait until the tidal conditions were favourable, and in the meantime, they set up camp on the mainland, surrounding the island pā. As rangatira of the pā, Tūmatahina immediately hatched a plan to save Ngāti Kuri. Working with a short amount of time, he established a strategy of escape that many Ngāti Kuri will claim is unrivalled in its bold, daring nature. The first stage of his plan commenced that night, as under the cloak of darkness, two warriors swam quietly across to the mainland and started cutting and bundling flax. When they had all the flax they could carry, they swam back to the island, towing the bundles behind them. The next stage of the plan involved all of Ngāti Kuri, who set about plaiting the flax into a long rope. Meanwhile, Tūmatahina and a group of warriors created a distraction, dressing up wīwī, a small bush that grows in a stiff, rush-like clump, to look like warriors. He then lit a fire behind them, and his group commenced the haka, standing among the wīwī. From the mainland, the wīwī looked like a large contingent of Ngāti Kuri warriors, and there was no question that any of the Ngāpuhi Te Rarawa warriors would risk swimming across and disturbing Ngāti Kuri as they plaited the rope.